Marsha Blackburn on SCOTUS, Justices Do Not Choose Their Replacements. By Robert Krajicek on September 23, 2020. Supreme Court Justices Do Not Choose Their Replacements, noted Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country, remarking on the vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Blackburn said, "Justices do not choose the person that will replace their seat or will hold their seat following them. That is up to the president, and the president is elected for a four-year term. President Donald Trump is within his four-year term. Therefore, it is his constitutional duty to name a replacement. And therefore, it is the Senate's constitutional duty to provide advice and consent. So on Saturday, the president will name, as of 29 other presidents in election years, his nominee following precedent, and then the Senate will do likewise, and follow precedent and take up that nominee. Listen." Blackburn, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said the Senate will move to begin confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's forthcoming Supreme Court nominee. "The Senate Judiciary Committee is going to move forward," Blackburn declared. "We will do our due diligence. We will be prepared to move forward, to vote a nominee out of committee, and move that nominee to the floor for a confirmation vote. We're going to do it in the appropriate timeline. We will follow precedent." Blackburn heralded Ginsburg as a fierce advocate for equality for women. She added, "Ginsburg was someone who broke glass ceilings and pushed away barriers for women, and especially women on the left, who were interested in the judiciary. And my hope is that I will be as fierce and forceful an advocate for women on the right as she was for women on the left. She was such a wonderful role model." Blackburn reflected on messages and themes in her new book, The Mind of a Conservative Woman. "Conservative women are mistreated by double standards in the workplace relative to their left-wing counterparts," Blackburn stated. "Conservative women, whether they are in elected office or the media or in the corporate world, they're just treated differently," she said. "There is a double standard. In this book, we take up bias and prejudice and talk about how the media treats conservative women and how they diminish and ridicule and mock them and their opinions. The left has looked at women as a monolithic voting bloc," Blackburn said. Blackburn added, "That is exactly what is happening now. So this book is a great way for women to shore themselves up. It's a great read for men to read, see, and understand what is going to happen to the narrative on conservative women as we go through the Supreme Court justice fight." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.